Temperatures in the 20s and a brisk north wind once again failed to deter more than 200 Sitkins from taking the plunge this Saturday at the annual polar dip. With much skin showing, the enthusiastic herd thundered into ocean water of a little over 40 degrees. Although many dippers submerged entirely, most got wet to the chest to qualify for a certificate of temporary insanity issued by qualified mental health professionals. KCAW student reporter Caitlin Woolsey has this audio postcard from the day.
Hi, you going in? Me too.
It's kind of cold.
My family said they were going in, but they chickened out.
There's not many rules, but the only one is be careful. So it's a little icy today. Proceed cautiously.
Yes, I think so. I think I might go for the dunk. I've got the waterproof mascara on, so I'm ready.
Okay.
What do you have to do to demonstrate insanity? What's the... We all get it. We all get the certificate.
Like a test level.
Oh, we're going to go beyond that.
Oh, okay. We'll see.
The camaraderie and the atmosphere.
The atmosphere. How would you describe the atmosphere here?
Sitkiness.
Sitkiness.
Yes.
Do you care to elaborate?
It's a word that cannot be elaborated upon.
My name is Steve Wall, and I'm one of the dip psychologists here. I have seen a lot of insanity in this particular place.
Well, I'm in my fluorescent orange school bus jacket, but I'm going to take it off soon and go down just to my skivvies. But I'm also wearing a plunger on my head because we're making the plunge.
Oh, yeah? I see.
The biggest problem with my plunger is that it won't come off my head because I'm bald. So when the cold air sucks it up and I can't pull it off, I get this big round hickey on top of my head. It's awful. But, you know, it's worth it. It's a sacrifice you make, you know.
So fast, my body seized up. I pulled a hamstring. I was incapacitated for a week.
I couldn't move.
Where's my towel?
Oh yeah. Talk about hypothermia. I was about to wimp out, but I was like, I came this far. I'm getting it.
I made her. I pushed her down the hill.
My name is Steve Gage, and I am the Sitka Polar Dip director.
It looked like people kind of jumped the gun. Was there any big sound off?
No, I went down and I sort of, it was maybe a few minutes before 12, but people seemed to be ready and they didn't want people to stand around for too long getting cold. So we declared the dip open at maybe 11:59, but right around noon.
It's freezing. I need a towel to keep it warm.
Yeah. What are you going to do now?
Go home and take a shower.
How are hot cocoa sales?
Hot cocoa sales are really good because it's free. So it's a positive reinforcement for insane behavior.
My head is clearer than it's been in all of 2008. I'm thinking with more clarity than I ever have until my speech starts to slow and I have the uncontrollable shiver.
It's an opportunity to see acres and acres of Sitkin flesh out there in midwinter, all goose pimpled and lovely.